You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Wow, there's a lot in that answer right there. There are an awful lot of talking points in that answer right there. You remember me fighting for the kid all season long. In other words, Doc is coming out and saying, I defended him all year, and that one comment right now is absolutely killing me. And then he talks about, you know, he's a quarterback, and scoring is not everything in this league. And it almost got away from him. Do you think that Ben Simmons wants to be compared to Ben Wallace or Dennis Rodman? Probably not, which is why he went back. Boy, he could score, though, and it's not what makes him great. He does everything so amazingly well. Boy, it is a backpedal, and I understand why. This is not about trying to bring back Ben Simmons. This is much more about trying to restore any sort of trade value that Ben Simmons could possibly have. Doc, though, for his part, give him credit, still is pushing that public narrative that they want Ben Simmons to change his mind. Here's more. Yeah, and the answer there is basically a lot of people are going to have these kind of feelings, and it's just a momentary thing, and we need to move forward with this. Last one, how much has Doc actually spoken to Ben Simmons? I understand what they're doing, and they have to do it. There is no way the 76ers at this juncture want Ben Simmons back, but they cannot hand away the talent that he is for very little. And just take a look at the offseason. What has the market been for Ben Simmons? That's just the amazing power that one moment in Game 7 had, that it truly summed up everything about him. Did I miss something? And we have heard hundreds upon hundreds of offers, or, you know, five different teams that are interested in him. No, we haven't heard that. We basically have heard the potential of maybe three teams that might have interest in Ben Simmons. And it's not pounding down the door of the Sixers to go and get him. That's the damage that Ben Simmons did. And that's why it's so difficult to sit here and listen to him tell the Sixers, my trade value is not my problem. No, brother, it is. It is absolutely your problem. You have to wake up to that. The moment that you decided that you didn't want to be embarrassed was the moment that you made it all the more difficult to get what you actually want, and that's to get out of town. I guarantee you this, the 76ers do not want him back in any way. Why would you? You have a player in Joel Embiid who is an amazing player, the true unicorn of the Sixers with everything that he can do. And Ben Simmons just had to go there. If he could have gotten along with Jimmy Butler and the three of them had played together, they would have had a much better chance at winning a championship. But he didn't want to play with Jimmy Butler. Butler didn't like Simmons. And what happened? Butler ends up in Miami. And now Simmons, being the dynamic passer in everything that he does, playing with the kind of immense talent that Joel Embiid is, being able to shoot it as well as he can from the outside, is just in the same vein of being the most dominant player inside in the game right now. And you can't play with him and you want to get out of town? Look, I get it. Everybody's frustrated. You want out. But just think about where you're going to end up. Do you want to end up in Minnesota playing with Karl Anthony Towns? Okay, but ask yourself this question. Who else has Karl Anthony Towns played with and it really hasn't worked out? Well, Butler's one of them. You know, who else did he play with that it didn't work out? He hasn't made it work out so far at all. All the talent that Minnesota has, and that hasn't been able to come together. I wouldn't add Ben Simmons to that mix if I'm trying to find the right cohesion. If I'm Dame Lillard in Portland and you talk about a potential CJ McCollum deal, does Dame Lillard want Ben Simmons in Portland? I can't imagine that he does. And while the Sixers would love to trade for Lillard in a Simmons-type deal, that's not happening. So there are not going to be 15 options for the Sixers and Ben Simmons to choose from here. This is a straight dose of damage control on the part of Doc Rivers. Last point about this. If you are truly trying to fix a relationship between a coach and a player, are you going to try to do it publicly? You're not. You're going to try to do it privately, and once it's fixed, you handle all of that publicly. This was to make sure that they can move on from him, that they looked like they did the right things in the process, and they're able to still get somewhat of a representative return. That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Do you want Ben Simmons on your team? Where should Ben Simmons go? 888-729-3776, 888-729-ESPN. Get on board on the Ben Simmons talk and why I don't think I would want him anywhere near my franchise. When you have somebody that has no interest in being great and just wants to focus on what they already do well, that's a losing player. NFL Week 3 is upon us, and you have 2-0 teams, and you have 0-2 teams. And we're in the midst of trying to figure out what's real and what's a fugazi. Yeah. And when you start to look at the 2-0 teams, it becomes pretty apparent who's real and who's fake. Let's look at the 2-0 teams and run through them and give you a true sense of what's true and what's false. A fugazi. Raiders, 2-0. They're for real. Do you know, if you look at the Raiders' schedule, with the way that Derek Carr's playing, they got a chance to stockpile a lot of wins before Week 10. And if they can do that, which they are thoroughly capable of doing, if their defense continues to play even better as it is, the best it has under John Gruden, the Raiders will very much be in the mix for a playoff spot. Are the Denver Broncos real or fake? Oh, it doesn't get any faker. I don't buy into the Denver Broncos one bit. You know, they get a break. They get the Jets and Zach Wilson coming to town this week. After this week, not so much, my friend. I don't believe in a team where you have to look at the quarterback and you look at the schedule and you know you have problems with both. Bridgewater's played great so far. I don't think that continues. And the schedule will not be an easy one moving forward. Are the San Francisco 49ers for real? Oh, you're damn right they're for real. You know what really works against the 49ers? The division. It's going to be a dogfight all season long in that NFC West. You know what really works in the favor of the San Francisco 49ers? Their out-of-division schedule. Holy cow. You can't ask for better. You want a little taste? Let's give you a little taste of what that is. Outside the division, the 49ers get Indianapolis, a trip to play the Bears in Chicago, Jacksonville, Minnesota, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Tennessee, and Houston. Wow, that sets up very nicely for the 49ers. They are real, as are the Rams. Do I even need to explain why? I don't think so. You know how I feel. Stafford and an excellent defense. The Rams are for real. Just move on from it. The Cardinals are 2-0. Are they real? The Cardinals are real-ish. I have them number 5 right now in my power rankings because I do believe in what's going on with Kyler Murray. It's pretty special. And the opportunity is there. But it does get a little bit dicey. They will be the team that is most affected by playing in the division because the other three teams are going to be so, so difficult. I don't know that they can navigate their way through it, but they're real-ish. They're not fake. Are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for real? Oh, did I just even ask that question? That's like saying, do I like pasta? Yes, I do. Yes, yes. Are the Carolina Panthers for real? You know, I want to say that the Panthers are fake, but do yourself a favor. Look at how they've played, what they're doing exceptionally well. They're rushing the quarterback very well. Brian Burns has been good. The Panthers' defense has been very good. Sam Darnold's not screwing up the games for them, and he's not even the best player on offense. And they could be 7-1 before you blink. Trips to Houston, Dallas, home for Philadelphia, Minnesota, go to the Giants in Atlanta. You going to tell me that can't be 7-1? It could be for the Carolina Panthers. Shift quickly to 0-2. The teams that are winless. Is it a wrap for these teams? The Atlanta Falcons? Zip the bag, close the drawer. Dead as a doornail. Awful football team. The Minnesota Vikings. I want to say that Minnesota has reason for hope. I think there's very little hope. And I think a lot of that has to do with what their schedule is going to look like, especially later in the year when they are dealing with the likes of San Francisco and Green Bay twice in the second half of the season and a trip to play the Chargers and a trip to play Baltimore. Yeah. Wrap it up. The Lions. How about the Giants? The Giants needed to go 3-0 out of the gate. They went 0-2. And now this week, they've got the Falcons to try to go to 1-2. After that, it gets uglier. Hate to say it. Giants season, that's a wrap. The Jets season, it's not the worst schedule in the world. But what's your problem? You're playing with a rookie quarterback, and there's growing pains, and they still are trying to build up their talent. We are not there yet for the Jets. Put a bow on it. Season over. 0-2. The Colts. D-E-D dead. Goodbye. The Colts, I mean, Carson Wentz sprained both his ankles. Do you know how hard that is to do? Do you honestly know how hard that is to do?
Did you see that Rams game? They hung in there tooth and nail.
Oh, it was so admirable to see them hang in there at home. That's great. Do you want to be the Indianapolis Colts right now, Raj?
No, I mean, out of these 0-2 teams, I'm thinking a couple, maybe the Vikings, you know, they still got names on their on paper, on their depth chart. I see names, you know, you got Dalvin Cook, you got two receivers, you got a, you know, quarterback, you got a decent defense, although they're not playing well, they might be able to. And the Colts, boy, they hung in there tough, man. That was a moral victory. I watched some of that game.
4 out of the next 5, Raj, on the road, Tennessee, Miami, Baltimore, San Francisco. Wrap it up. Good night, Indianapolis. It's been real. And finally, Jacksonville. That'll do it. Okay, that's real. That's who's fake. Am I right or am I wrong? Well, I'm right, but I need you to tell me that I'm right or wrong because I need validation or I need to yell at you back about your opinion. 888 Say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Raj is not happy about that situation with the Colts. Not at all. Not at all. You still believe in them.
They fought in that game, and their quarterback had no ankles. Both ankles were missing, and they still were in that game.
Somebody tell Raj he's a sucker.
You try and go play quarterback with no ankles.
Listen, Carson Wentz has tried to do it with all kinds of injuries for the last few years, and it hasn't worked, so I'm not going to believe in him at all. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Goodyear Hotline, my friends. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers doing Aaron Rodgers-type things, and I'm not talking about on the football field. Should Aaron Rodgers just zip it? It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers at the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get in on the action now. Now, it's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable. And the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app now. Use code PLAY. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Enter code PLAY to get a free shot at millions in total prizes with your first deposit. That's code PLAY. Only at DraftKings, official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Aaron Rodgers, does he need to just keep quiet? And the latest on a quarterback change in the NFL. Next on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
This is ESPN Radio.
I hate the phrase shut up and play, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't necessarily need to do it, but he needs to know what the implications are right now. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio. You can hit me up on Twitter as well, at Chris Carlin. You know, Aaron Rodgers yesterday wanted to make his response public, as you would expect. We saw him in his postgame press conference the other night, and he was calling out the trolls, so to speak. One of the people he was talking about, as he basically confirmed yesterday with Pat McAfee on his show, was Jermichael Finley, who we know was on KJ and Max last week. Now, as far as everybody else who is criticizing Aaron Rodgers, here was the response of the Packers quarterback on the Pat McAfee show yesterday on YouTube. Look, I understand where he's coming from when it's somebody like Finley, where, you know, when we talked to people last week, got the impression clearly that there was an axe to grind there on Finley's part. And so what he was saying could certainly be taken as a jaded point of view, to say the least. But as far as Rodgers is concerned, it's one thing to say this. You're talking about people getting these platforms to say things when they don't know anything about you. But you had 8, 9, 10 former players, current players this past offseason who were out there all espousing all the positives about you. So the moment that somebody says something negative, and not just Jermichael Finley, but the moment that anybody suggests anything was negative in your intent, well, they don't know me at all, and I can't believe people give them any kind of platform, and that's all about clicks. Well, no, it's about getting perspective from a lot of different people as well. Clicks come with it. I'm not going to lie about that, but it's not 100% driven by that. But the bigger issue is this. Rodgers doing this throughout the course of the year. Once again, let's point out, this was Aaron Rodgers created. He started this. He played it up all off season. He can't be surprised by this. If you thought that Aaron Rodgers played poorly in game one because of what happened in the offseason, that's a moronic take on my, from my standpoint. If you didn't like his response after the game, where you questioned where his desire was, I would have loved to have seen a lot more anger. As I said last week, I would have loved to have seen the anger that he showed toward the Packers front office in his press conference at the beginning of training camp that we did not see after week one. So he went out there, beat the Lions the other night, pounding his chest. God bless you. Bigger problem, though, is this. Can the Packers deal with all of this all season long when he's consistently making headlines? Here's Chris Canty from Canty and Golic Jr. Bingo, exactly what we're talking about. And that's going to be a problem. And that's where Aaron Rodgers has to be careful. You don't want to lose any of the guys who are in your corner during the rest of this season. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Greg in Florida, up on ESPN Radio. Greg, what's going on?
How you doing? I wanted to talk about the Ben Simmons thing. Him going to the Celtics with Tatum and Brown. The defense on that team and the overall capability would be awesome. He doesn't like to shoot. Brown and Tatum has no problem shooting. Also, with Jacksonville, I really think if you give them some experience, give them some games under their belt, they're going to be some serious playoff contenders.
This year?
Yeah, this year.
They're going to I don't see that at all.
I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, but they're going to make a strong run towards the end of the season.
I don't see that at all, and there are times where it softens up a bit for them, but I don't think in any way the Jaguars are going to be contending for the playoffs. This was a team that was 1-15 last year. It's an interesting thought to see Ben Simmons play with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. It's not going to happen. The Celtics are not one of those teams that are going to want to bring in Ben Simmons knowing what kind of headache that could potentially be. It's going to have to be a much smaller situation where if it is a place like Portland, you're going to be a lot more accepted for who you are at that point. And there's not nearly as much pressure. And we're a town where everybody is just loved unconditionally. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Coming up, say what? Ugh. Wait until you hear who Jimmy G may seek for advice about his future. May seek out. Hey, you think you know Wrangler jeans? Well, let us introduce you to some exciting new additions to the legacy. Just check out Wrangler.com today. Discover tons of new styles, all the latest denim trends, and more. Say what? Right around the corner? Good chance I get embarrassed. You don't want to miss that on ESPN Radio.
This is ESPN Radio.
Time to embarrass me, as it usually is. It is time for a little say what. Chris Carlin on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. We turn it over to our host for say what, Raj Grobes. Raj.
Hey there, Chris. I got something I know you're going to be excited about. I know we like these national days and whatnot. Today is National Hobbit Day. That's right. What are you supposed to do
National Hobbit Day?
Yeah, Hobbit, you know, from Middle Earth and Lord of the Rings. You weren't a big fan of those?
I've said this many, many times. I'm not a big Middle Earth guy.
What?
Yeah, no, Lord of the Rings, I'm out. Harry Potter, I'm out. Game of Thrones. I give these things a chance. And when you were not speaking normally, even give me some subtitles, I can make it work. But like, I'm just not that smart. I'm just not that smart. And just, you know, put it in cartoon form. Do a puppet show for me. Maybe I'll be more interested. What even is a hobbit?
Well, they have big feet. They're a little short. They're not going to be in the NBA anytime soon. Right. And big hairy feet, in fact. and I don't know, barefoot. I don't know, they walk around Middle Earth and they do stuff. They're peaceful little characters.
All right, well, what you just described is my Uncle Paul. So apparently he's a hobbit.
Well, in case you change your mind and you decide to celebrate with Uncle Paul, today you supply plenty of cakes, tea, wine, and ale.
There all right, go. Well, that I can get down with. Then maybe I'm a hobbit after all.
All right. Hey, fair enough. Hey, listen, Jimmy G, you know, he's got an uncertain future, perhaps, you know, with a young quarterback that they're really drafted. And he said he might want to talk to Aaron Rodgers about his uncertain future. Is that do you agree with his where he's turning to for advice?
Look, if you're turning to Aaron Rodgers to learn how to run a circus and create drama and then try to end it by adding more to the drama, then yeah, he's your guy. But come on. I mean, Jimmy, please, you know, just keep going out there and keep winning. And the best part about this is for Jimmy, if they go far and he plays well, he's going to make a lot of money.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Here he goes. Hey, you know, Jared Goff might want to, you know, going to look at who his coach. You know, who is it, the coach or is it the quarterback? You know, we have that in New England and this and that. Well, you might not have that debate with Jared Goff and McVay. Did you know Jared Goff is now 0-9 without Sean McVay? In his rookie year, of course, remember, Goff first started in week 10 and lost 7 straight games with Fisher, an intern replacement, running the show. What do you think about that? You think Goff can turn it around without McVay?
I don't think Goff is very good. No. And remember one thing. McVay is giving Goff the answers to the test all the way to the line of scrimmage when they are cutting off the earpiece in his ear with, what, 15 seconds on the play clock. He's doing everything he can to let Goff know what he needs to do on this particular play. And Goff still really wasn't able to get it done in most cases with the Rams. He did get to a Super Bowl, but that had a lot more to do with McVay than Goff, no question.
All right. I heard that. And, hey, you know, we've had some bad first pitches in, you know, baseball. They have these guys come up, you know, 50 Cent, throwing a bad one. You know, name your celebrity that hasn't exactly felt comfortable from the bump. But
yeah.
I don't know if you saw yesterday at the Cubs game, but Conor McGregor, did he throw the worst first pitch in the history of first pitches?
Okay, there have been some bad ones. My guy, Baba Booey, Gary Delabate, had an infamous one, the producer of the Howard Stern Show. The 50 Cent one was god-awful. Mariah Carey at a game in Japan doesn't nearly get the recognition it deserves when she threw the ball right into the ground. But this Conor McGregor first pitch, this was something. This was the stuff that dreams are made of when it comes to first pitches. This was like Bull Durham when he hit the bull. That's basically what Conor McGregor did. And he's a lefty, and he just, I mean, he could not throw it further high and inside. And if you watch the video, the most awkward part of the video is it's so bad, yet the publicist comes over and he's, oh, it's okay. He's clapping his hands like, oh, come on, dude. That just at least laugh about it. Conor McGregor did laugh about it at least. But that I would rank that number one of the all-time worst ones.
I agree.
Yeah. There you go. There is a little bit of say what. Tune into the NL West battle tonight. It is the Padres hosting the Giants. Coverage begins 9:30 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Brent is in Kentucky on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. He's up next on ESPN Radio. Brent, what do you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on the Ben Simmons situation and how much of a cancer he is becoming, and reasonably so, as far as teams wanting to stay away from him. Why would you want to bring that in? That's a contender in the East, because as of now, the East is up in the air aside of the Brooklyn Nets. But now he has done so much damage that I don't see anybody that is worth a penny, you know, wanting to even come near him with a 10-foot pole.
There will be two or three teams that have interest in him that have already expressed interest. Brent, thanks for the call. And his incredible talent. His talent is undeniable. In the open court, athleticism at 6'11", elite level defender, one of the greatest passers I've ever seen, but somebody that has no interest in truly being great. He's got a lot more interest in doing the things that he already does great, even better, as opposed to improving.